A federal ban on bump stocks is the kind of sweeping regulation that worries some Second Amendment activists. It will be nearly unprecedented if it survives a lawsuit. But as Guns in America's Heath Druzan reports, the government's blanket order to get rid of the devices is nearly impossible to enforce. And a note to listeners, this story contains the sound of gunfire.
And it may be part me of why it's not firing too, so.
John drove out to the scrubland south of Boise, Idaho, to do something that could be a felony in a few weeks. Fire a rifle with a bump stock into a barren hillside.
There's no registration, no anything on them, so. And I've even heard of people and seen 3D printed bump stocks, so. You know, how are you gonna really control it, so.
John owns two bump stocks, plastic attachments that turn a semi-automatic rifle into a virtual machine gun. He asked that we only use his first name for fear of being labeled dangerous by his employer for owning the controversial device. That's because bump stocks gained infamy after a gunman used them to fire from a Las Vegas hotel room into a crowd of concertgoers in 2017, killing nearly 60 people and injuring more than 800. It remains the deadliest shooting in modern U.S. history. Maybe you've never used a bump stock, so here's a basic explanation. An off-the-shelf, semi-automatic rifle fires one bullet at a time. A bump stock allows it to fire multiple rounds with one trigger pull. Here's an AR-15 with no bump stock. And this is that same AR-15 with one of John's bump stocks attached. Some bump stock owners don't even much care for the devices, noting that they're difficult to use, inaccurate, and hard to control. It's the principle of the ban that bothers them.
I don't really care if these go away or not. They're not that important to me. I actually offered to give one to one of my sons. He said, why would I want that? It's a waste of ammo.
Under pressure from the Trump administration, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives reclassified bump stocks as machine guns in December, making them illegal under the National Firearms Act. That reversed the ATF's Obama-era decision not to regulate them. And the ban goes farther than just about any comparable previous one. Owners will not be grandfathered in, there will be no compensation, and anyone who doesn't destroy or surrender their bump stocks by March 26th faces a felony. The ATF declined to comment on the ban, instead directing anyone with questions to the Bureau's bump stock fact sheet. The ATF page includes instructions on how to destroy bump stocks and where owners can turn them in. The ban has left some bump stock owners like John feeling betrayed by a president who ran on a platform of protecting gun owners' rights.
Yeah, it was a little surprising. It was very disappointing, but it kind of goes to show you what a little bit of hysteria and public outcry can actually accomplish.
John and other bump stock owners interviewed for this story think the ban might be a sop to gun control advocates, keeping at bay more sweeping legislation. But enforcing the bump stock rule will be nearly impossible, according to Michael Bouchard, the ATF's former assistant director for field operations.
Yeah, it's basically going to be the honor system.
Hundreds of thousands of bump stocks have been sold in the past decade, though they're not registered, so they're virtually untraceable. Again, Bouchard.
Most importantly, there's no serial number, so you have no way of knowing who the individuals are that ever bought these things.
It could all be moot if a lawsuit challenging the ban is successful, and Bouchard thinks it might be. He said the government put the ban on shaky ground by not going through Congress to outlaw bump stocks.
Yes, and the legislative route was the best and most logical way, but again, Congress didn't want to have their name associated with something like, you know, banning anything, so they just put it back in ATF's lap.
But for now, owners like John face a stark choice. Get rid of once legal items that may have cost hundreds of dollars, or commit a crime by keeping them. John says he'll stay on the right side of the law.
If this plays out, come, you know, later March, I'll destroy them, or I'll turn them in. I'm not going to be a felon overnight.
With no way of tracking bump stocks, the government might never know if other owners make the same decision. For Guns in America, I'm Heath Druzan.